Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Not who surprised. Didn't forward the memo that since I dropped the ball last week, we're supposed to be wearing Aurora shirts this week?
Literally you. You dropped the ball again 2 weeks in a row.
I'm supposed to wear the same shirt 2 episodes in a row?
I mean, do you not do laundry?
No. Hence this sweatshirt.
Okay. You didn't get the memo. Who didn't? You were supposed to send it out, though, right?
Fax machine broken.
Yeah. That's facts.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Judgies, the judgiest place on the internet.
Hold on.
I fucked up the intro. I'm Josh.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And we are the judgiest place on the internet.
Okay.
That's right, folks. Sometimes we mess up, and sometimes
and
I get
I'm Christian, and we're the judgies.
Sometimes I get judged by my co-hosts right off the top.
Of
and
course.
That's okay.
That's how we do it here.
If you're new to the pod, welcome. Hope you stay. What we do here is we read stories from the internet and judge people. The most important thing in the world.
Yes.
But before we do that, Christian, you called me out last episode.
Oh, shit. What'd you say?
What did I call you out on?
I don't remember.
I was talking about sea shanties that make you drop your panties.
Okay.
And then I made a joke about they have a sea shanty cover of London Bridge by Fergie.
Okay.
And you said you have a week to come up with the cover.
Oh, wow.
Well, Daddy Dungon did that.
Oh, wow.
With the help of my wonderful girlfriend, please enjoy London Bridge by Fergie in the stylings of a sea shanty.
There once was a lass, her name was Ferg. VIP, she goes to work. No more a lady, a vulgar bird. She's dancing like a hoe.
Oh, shit.
How come every time I come round, my London Bridge keeps falling down? Fergie, Ferg, let me love you long time, no girls get on the floor. When she comes to the club, best step aside, part the sea, Ferg cuts through lines. He's never seen a girl that looks so fine, the drinks will soon be poured.
Oh, shit.
And that was why I took a half day today, baby.
Oh, my God.
We decided to put the goddamn nose to the grindstone and pound out a sea shanty of Fergie.
That was amazing.
So impressed.
I was just sitting at work today, and of course, the Wellerman is a huge meme. Well, not really a meme, but just like trending right now.
Yeah.
And we brought up London Bridge, and in my mind, I just went, how come every time I come around, it's like, hang on. The juices are flowing.
It came to me.
Printed off a lyric sheet of London Bridge, printed off a lyric sheet of the Wallerman, put them together.
There you have it.
This was insane.
I tried to sing multiple. I'm a bad singer. Aurora, of course,
enough.
Is
you
a good.
Couldn't meet me down here.
Aurora came and gave me a vocal coaching lesson.
Now meet me up here.
And we fucking killed it.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
It's insane that now you have to go create the judgy's TikTok account. Yeah. So you can blow up on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm a little upset about it because we definitely have to put on multiple.
Because people are going to lose it over a Fergalicious or a London Bridge.
Yeah.
The whole album.
That's all on you
just...
now. I hope you got, you're off till Thursday. You got time to make the TikTok account.
Listen, guys, Fergie's so bad.
Excuse you.
Like, I was looking at the lyrics. She rhymes slurring with
curring.
My speech starts slurring and my drinks start pouring and my speech starts slurring.
Mm-hmm.
And she's slant rhymes.
Everybody looking at me.
Everybody looking real good.
The gray goose got your girl feeling loose.
Yeah.
Now I'm wishing that I didn't wear these shoes.
High heels.
Everybody.
And then in the background they go, I hate high heels.
Do they really?
It's so bad. It's fucking trash.
You couldn't incorporate that
into the
song, though?
Give me a week time frame. All right. Well,
that was insane.
How many vacation days you got left?
I used up all of them. I am out. I haven't worked for 3 weeks. Of course, sometimes we make sea shanties in our free time, which cause us to drop our panties. Other times we read Reddit stories, and sometimes I do that. So I'm going to get into our first story here. I got a lot of today I fucks up.
Are they all based on Black Eyed Peas? That'd be really rad.
Dude.
Is this a Fergie-themed episode?
Imagine it. So you guys, not only do I go above and beyond anything we've ever done in the scope of this podcast by creating, again, with Aurora, a wonderful tune, now you're going to like make it seem like I didn't do enough by forming a Fergie-themed episode.
We have to move the line. We have to keep moving that line.
We are just here to push you
in
the right direction.
It's never enough for you two freaks.
It's not.
I'm very upset with you. All right. First story, folks. Today I fucked up by killing the best relationship in my life because she complimented me.
She said that I looked Ooh-wee. Like Fergie.
You know I rock that style, style. So, I was in my early 20s. Been seeing this girl for a few months. Our sexual chemistry was on point. We enjoyed Hell each yeah. other's company immensely. But timing was just off as we were both had plans of relocation that were set in motion before we met. So we stayed as friends with benefits.
Okay.
Classic healthy relationship.
It never works. I say with all my friends with benefits experience.
All of your experience, of course. So there we were one night, laying in bed, in post-coitus bliss. After what was probably the best sex we have ever had, our breaths still heavy. She seemed more coquettish than her usual self.
Coquettish?
What does that mean? Like, cokehead?
She seemed more cokehead-ish. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. C-O-Q-U-E-T-T-I-S.
I wouldn't be able to read that word. So.
Coquettish, coquettish. I assumed it was coquettish.
Coquettish.
Then her usual self, snuggling her body close to me in a tight embrace. She softly told me that I am the only man for her, and she wanted our relationship to be exclusive from that moment on.
Hey.
Assuming my charm and sexual prowess brought about this turn of events, I was beaming with confidence, my ego stoked by my apparent ascendancy to near sex god status.
Wow.
In what I imagine being one of my most
It's definitely not just that they have like good chemistry and she gets along with them. It's like, man, I fucked her so good, she wants to date.
It's got to be that dick. You know it's got to be that dick. In what I imagine being one of my most effortlessly cool and devilishly masculine moments, I replied, to what do I owe this honor?
I tilted my fedora and said, the lady, to what do I owe this honor?
I put my sword in the ground and kneeled down to her, pulled off my full plate helm,
just barely looked up.
My chainmail still glistening red with blood from the previous battle.
She adorns both my shoulders with a sword. And
wait, is this why they call him White Knights?
Oh, fuck.
It's all coming
Is he
together.
The original White Knight?
Oh, shit.
I enjoyed that joke. That doesn't get a boo from me.
She proceeded to regale details of her weekend escapade. A girl's night out with her old sorority sisters where the night ended with her drunk off her face hooking up with this French Algerian guy. Then she described the shock and horror when his penis inevitably makes its debut. apparently it was 12 inches long and thicker than a Coke can. So maybe she was acting Coke-headish. She said she was frightened by it, that it looked like a torture instrument that would tear her apart. Apparently the mood soured soon after that, and he left her place awkwardly. Now, I pack a standard issue 6-incher with some room for expansion depending on my level of arousal. Never had any complaints from previous partners, which by then was a significant number. There never was any reason for me to second-guess my sexual abilities. I did have an acute awareness of being a grower and not a shower. Buying into the porn-skewered reality that bigger is better. Whatever latent insecurities I had was magnified and put on display. My breaking point came as these words uttered from her lips. I kid you not, he was probably twice as big as yours.
Oh. Ouchie, that does hurt.
That's bad.
It does feel bad.
Oh, you know the experiencer.
No, I can imagine it. I can imagine, like, I'm pretty confident in myself. And that self, if I could, for some reason, like, hey, I saw this dude's dick and it's double yours, I'd be like, oof, okay.
You ever think of going from the 8-ounce Coke can up to, like, the 12-er? Or...
Yeah.
It Ouch. Carved deep into my consciousness.
With it carved deep into her, too.
With animated violence, overwhelming me with feelings of inadequacies, clouding my ability to control my most basic faculties.
So he shit himself?
Shitting himself? He's shitting and pissing? I couldn't hold on
Or
to
is
it.
He sobbing? Is he sobbing?
All she then said something about how much she anticipated my visit and how she thinks she is falling for me, blah, blah, blah. She ended That's her confession by teasingly going down on me, kissing my flaccid cock, telling it, this is all I will ever need.
God!
I don't think I've ever felt so small in my life. I got out of bed, got dressed in abject silence, and just left the room without saying a word. This, Ooh. Of course, left her in a state of confusion. I never called her again and blocked her on all my social media accounts. God. I spent the next few days at home in crippling depression, wallowing in self-pity, rejection, and inadequacies. You know, for how expansive of vocabulary this guy has, using the word inadequacies twice... It's pretty uncouth of him.
Must have an it's pretty inadequate lexicon.
Very good, very good. Thinking back now for a far more secured man in my 30s, I often second-guess my reaction. Was I being an insecure drama queen?
Yes, absolutely.
There I was. Just had the most amazing sex in my life. This gorgeous girl I really liked was pouring her heart out, praising the superiority of my average-sized member whilst professing her love for me. Yet the only image in my head is her staring with wide eyes at the sheer size of his monster dong. Once the image got stuck in my head, stuck in my head, my ego blinded by the green-eyed monster. There was no turning back.
You know what would have fixed this situation?
Communication. Incorrect.
You know
Bigger
what
dick surgery.
No, you know what would have fixed it? Lack of communication in the first place.
Correct.
If she never brought it up.
If they never
yeah,
talked.
Yeah, she didn't need to do that.
I do feel like this was an inappropriate time to bring up somebody else's dick, right?
Mm-hmm. When I feel like...
After fucking, like, this is so crazy. It's like, this is such a fun time compared to the last guy I fucked.
To be fair, he kind of asked.
Did he?
Well, he
so
asked,
what do I owe
do
this
honor?
Honor?
And there's no way, like, the way he wrote it was like, he sat in complete silence for 8 minutes while she spewed this whole story. You're telling me
that long to describe how big and girthy this bad boy was.
Well, it takes 8 minutes to look from one end to the other. So
yeah. You stand here and it was this long and then she just kept walking for 8 minutes.
When she said 12 inches, she meant it takes up 12 inches on a digital film. That's how many frames it takes to fucking record the whole shit. But no, there's no way this guy wasn't like, I don't know, if someone's telling me a story... You, like, probe or, like, actively listen and be like, oh, what was his name? Where was he? And, you know, like, you ask questions. There's no way he was just sitting there, like, a fucking sociopath staring at her. Could have stopped her any time. And he had to have probed her for more questions. Like, oh, was his dick as big as mine? Yeah, it was actually twice as big as yours. And he's like, oh. No.
But it was probably really thin. No, it was, like, at least a Coke can. Maybe Arizona tea.
Fuck.
And it didn't cost a single dollar.
You're right, because Arizona's heat only costs 98 cents. 98 cents,
you fucking idiot. That joke fell flat.
Just like that Coke can. Okay, I just think it's really funny. Look, we were just talking about this before. It's really hard to find a good story where it's not just a dude being a piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
But it's really funny to me when, like, this happens a lot when guys are getting cheated on, too. It's like, I just can't stop picturing that dude's dick in my girlfriend. It's like, that's not the issue.
Yeah.
The issue is that your girlfriend cheated, not that it's this dude's dick. Like, they get so focused on, like this dude's so focused on this other guy's donger.
Yeah, I think that's just a dude thing, right? That's just, like...
Like, if a guy cheats on a girl, is he, like...
All dudes are secretly that insecure.
Oh, her pussy. I bet you her pussy was, like... Isn't that weird?
That's super weird.
Women are just, like... All I can imagine is just... Her pussy just wrapped right around...
No.
His flaccid dick. His little...
How bad would you have to feel if you were a girl and you got cheated on by some, or you got cheated on by your boyfriend, and your boyfriend had like a really small dick, so you know the sex wasn't even good with the other person? It's like, oh man, I must have fucked up somewhere. this small dick have an
well,
ass?
Well, now, Josh, that's a misconception. People with small dicks can still have good sex, isn't that right, Erica?
I wouldn't know. You've got a big one, so
she's a liar.
Any whom?
I wouldn't also know because I've never seen anyone else's.
Wow.
You've seen dead body dicks.
That's true, I have.
Those things
to preface that, because that sounded weird.
No, she's... You guys don't look at dead body dicks?
I was in anatomy and physiology classes, okay? I dissected those dead dongs.
Dissected those dead dongs?
Yeah.
Well, let's go from dicks to...
Oh, this is embarrassing, and we can't cut anymore.
Definitely didn't just have a voice crack at the age of 26. Let's go from dicks to shits, as we always do.
Hell yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
What do you call those? Masturbating while you're shitting?
Globbing a bitch now?
Yeah.
Correct.
Look at
the big brain over there.
The podcast, the podcast knowledge over there.
This thing is on.
Today I fucked up by giving one of my twins laxatives. This happened yesterday. My twins are 3-year-old fraternal girls that recently graduated to using the downstairs powder room to go potty instead of the dump cups.
The dump cups.
They went from dump cups to powder room.
Dump cups.
That's gotta be just like a parenting term that we just aren't aware of.
Could be.
All you parents, write into us about your dump cups.
Twin A has no issue with number one or number two, but Twin B has a different story. Twin B is a clencher. She holds her poop. I have a total of 4 kids, and she is the only one to ever do this. Her pediatrician recommended Pedialax, stool softener for kids, to make the job easier when the time came. So 2 days of over-the-counter Pedialax, and still, no poop.
This sounds like a just powder keg waiting to go off. Uh-huh.
In the powder room. Then comes day 3. Everything is normal and on schedule. Nothing out of the ordinary. Potty tie comes and Twin A is in and out in about 5 minutes. Still kind of a long shit.
Especially right. For a little one.
Twin B's turn.
Do you guys know how... I feel like that's an average time for a shit. Is that fast for a kid shitting?
Well, I actually don't know.
They haven't mastered it yet.
Parents, write into us about your kid's shit times.
Twin B's turn. She seemed pretty tense. Like, more tense than usual. She holds the potty seat on the toilet and locks her knees together. She's clenching. So to help the process, I hold her legs up so she has no way of clenching.
What the fuck?
It's probably like a squatty, like essentially a squatty potty where she's holding the legs up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I read it as.
Yes, we have 2 squatty potties, not an ad.
And every once in a while, I do have to double them up to give myself... Zero get resistance.
Get a squatty skyscraper.
I'll put on high heels when I go poop, so that it's like extra.
See, some people have like poop knives. You have poop stilettos.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense. She's getting upset and angry. I try to tell her to just let it go, Elsa style. Then I smell it. I pick her up. And there it is.
Hell yeah, dude.
The largest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. I was shook. I clean Twin B up and get her settled in the playroom. then make my way back to the impossibly gargantuan shit my little princess dropped off. I didn't know what to do. If I flushed it, the toilet would definitely clog. I took a picture of it and sent it to my husband asking what I should do. He's an OTR truck driver and usually misses out on adventures like these. He calls me immediately laughing, joking that the poo
Get
looks like
the
it's
poop
the size
knife.
Of Twin B's arm. He's not wrong. Then he tells me to break it up with the plunger. Well, that's not going to work because not only is it long and poking out of the toilet water like a Choco crocodile, but it also has some girth to it. It's probably 12 inches and the size of a Coke can.
It does not say that.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I'm freaking out at this moment because I know what I have to do. I grab an old steak knife.
Poop knife!
Poop does she really? Knife!
I grab an old steak knife that no one loves and attempt to cut the poo log into smaller poolettes. It's like clay. The smell, horrid. Oh, I start dry heaving. My two sons and husband are all laughing hysterically. This is hell. I'm in hell. I get it down to about 4 slices.
Oh my God.
And toss the newly dubbed poop knife into the trash. Then, with plunger in hand, I flush. It went down no problem, and now I'm 100% invested in helping Twin B have a regular poo schedule. I am traumatized. Never again. So yeah, that's a story of a natural poop knife having to come into play.
Hell yeah,
good thing this is a Reddit user. What else are you going to do? Put on a gloved hand and go fishing for some shit?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have just tried to flush it and then deal with the clog, right?
Absolutely.
Or just use the like wooden handle of the plunger.
No,
don't,
you
no,
have to
don't,
touch that.
Don't you wash it.
That's never clean
it's
again.
Wooden.
Oh, if you
It'll absorb it.
If you, what? It's not, no, hang on. Don't look at me like I'm
the I'm not getting
guy.
Shit water
the
on the
guy.
Handle part
don't,
where I'm holding it.
Don't look at me like I'm a fucking weirdo.
You are.
Because, okay, you guys want to see a picture of the shit?
They posted it?
Yes, I want to see it. Oh.
Like, the whole story itself is pretty funny, but definitely the reason why I saved it is because they put, this is a, now
we
mind
can't
you,
put this in the video.
No, we probably can't. Viewers, maybe we'll link the story in the description or something. This is a 3-year-old shit. Keep that in mind.
This is a four-year-old. Right?
This is 3 years built up.
She's
of shit.
Never shit in her entire life.
No.
Are you ready? I don't think you guys are ready for this jelly.
I'm ready. It's probably an average Tuesday for me. Yeah, that's a normal one for me.
For a fucking toddler.
That's insane.
That's
like
the length of a toddler.
I was going to say that's the whole length of her colon.
That's insane.
It's fucking insane.
What
it's
a wild ride.
Absolutely massive.
You threw that so far.
I don't understand. How can you fit that into a child?
It's the whole length of that colon.
It's probably legit 12 inches.
Yeah.
It's wild. Slide it on the floor. I think the story itself is pretty funny or whatever. I definitely only saved it because
of the picture.
The picture being there makes it that much better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I could not get over like I feel like that should. There's something that feels wrong about posting a 3-year-old shit online.
This is what I was about to say. I was like, it seems wildly inappropriate to put your child shit on the internet, right?
I mean, I guess.
It just seems weird.
I feel like that's like a boundary too far, right?
Honestly, boys, it's a pretty average shit for me.
Well, you're not 3 years old.
I know, but I also feel this little girl's pain where she only poops once a week.
You're 5'10". This person's probably
2'4".
He's probably 10 inches big.
5/10.
She's 5/10 of you. That's half. Fuck. You guys ever poop knife it up or what?
No.
No. Can't say I've ever had a poop knife.
Nope.
I've never poop knifed, but.
Poop sticked?
But?
Plunger
two
T's?
Mm-hmm. There's a little old thing. I was a member of the old BSA.
Huh.
The Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, okay.
The Boy Socialists of America.
Correct. And on a normal weekend trip, me being me, I just wouldn't shit.
Mm-hmm.
You leave on a Friday night. You just
hold it for.
You're really only there for Saturday. And then Sunday, you get back, take some over-the-counter Pedialyte, go to town. However, summer camp, that's a 6-day trip.
Oof.
You gotta shit.
Do you, though?
Mm-hmm. And so every single.
Did you think you weren't. You're like, I can hold it for the 6 days. So you actually held it for like 7 days?
That's what I did.
No. And they turned out fine.
But.
Ish.
Every single.
You guys both got to go to summer camp?
No.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
Summer camp's not all it's chalked up to be, man. The food sucks.
You
it's
didn't
hot.
Get your first kiss and fall in love and.
No, I didn't.
Learn about like swear words and.
No, you're thinking of like sleepaway camp. I was at a Boy Scout summer camp.
Is sleepaway camp a real thing? Do people actually go to that?
We woke up to a bugle playing taps.
That's really cool. That's like iconic. That's like.
Poorly, might I add.
This was a fifth grader playing taps.
Every single campsite would have latrines on, and it's the scouts' duty who are on that campsite to take care of those latrines. And they're just literally like
a scouts' duty.
Yeah, it was our duty.
Duty.
And if anything foreign goes in there, like that's not human excrement, you have to fish it out because it fucks up the latrine system.
And
part of it is like they expect scouts to not do that shit. So there was one year, I think it was my second summer camp, and we had these new tenderfeet in. That's the first class of Boy Scouts.
Tenderfeet? That's so cute.
Well, they're tenderfoot, but multiple. I guess you would call them tenderfoots. But
that's so cute.
They're in there, and there's this one who everybody fucking hates.
Sure, there's like, gotta be one.
Just
drop
the name.
He's a Weasley little liar, dude. He's a Weasley little liar.
We know who he is now.
Do we?
Okay. He's a Weasley.
Just drop the name. Be all you know. Everybody else hates him. Just drop the name.
Yeah. So
leave it later.
Yeah. His name was definitely fucking Kyle.
Okay. Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So he
Kyle. Come on. You know.
There's
Kyle.
Like a million Kyles. Are you kidding me?
Weasley Kyle.
A little old Weasley Kyle. We don't know if it was him, but two Joker cards.
We know it's him.
Ended up in the latrine. And someone comes out and is like, hey, like our scout leader comes out and is like, there's playing cards in the latrine. And everyone's like, was it me? You know, we were all shaggy about it.
And then they're like, Jay for Josh, dude, that was you.
Well, everyone searches their bags. Only one, I think like two or three people brought a deck of cards. And only one of the deck of cards had missing jokers.
Was it Kyle's?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But he still claimed. It was not his deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been somebody else.
Well, yeah, he already got rid of the jokers beforehand. You don't ever need the jokers.
That's what he was claiming.
I mean, somebody could have stole them from his deck to frame him. Joshua, did you do that?
No, fucker put him in the latrine.
That's what everybody wants
but
you to
think.
But
he didn't fess up to it. And guess who had to fucking fish him out of there, being the troop chaplain aide?
What a lame title.
This guy...
What a fucking lame title. This explains a lot about you.
I was the religious leader of sorts.
The troop chaplain
aide. And I had to go
aid.
Fish for shit in a latrine. I guess I wasn't fishing for shit, but I was fishing for cards and I got them out.
What'd you have to use to get them out?
A fishnet. His
a
hands.
A stick. Like it's like a broomstick, but with like a half gallon of milk cut in half on the end of it. So it made like
a
ladle.
Scoop.
It was a long ladle that you used to get a...
So one year during our town's summer festival, you know the one I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
My sister dropped her cell phone in the porta potty.
That's bad.
At this festival, and this
buddy,
it's a bad deal.
It's a bad deal.
And this dumb idiot reaches her hand down in there and gets it out.
There is nothing that I would want. Like no,
there's nothing
pass.
Worth it. There's
getting a new phone. Getting a new phone. Did she, like, put it in a bag of, like, rice?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I thought that was white rice. I didn't think it was brown rice.
Ew.
I threw it in a bag of shit to soak up all the piss out of it, and then I would throw it in rice.
Pretty gross.
Also, isn't it just so deep? Is it how?
That's what I was thinking. I mean, it must have been
you're
a real full one.
Completely shoulder deep.
It's even worse.
The ones where the liquid's down, but the solid's up high.
Because yeah. At first she thought a carny stole it.
Of course.
She went back and found
was
it.
The, hang on. Was the carny's name Kyle?
Mm, probably.
On. That Weasley Kyle.
Weasley little Kyle going from Boy Scouts to carny. The classic progression of 90% of Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to carny, dude.
Straight to carny.
You're lucky you're the chaplain aide.
They got to know how to tie knots. You got to learn it somewhere.
Carne asada.
I think you really broke your steak of good jokes there. Okay.
I
well,
wasn't real proud of that one, to be honest.
Before we do any more bad jokes,
I was just, you know, taking a page from the old Josh playbook there.
Oh, you must have got last year's. I got an updated playbook. It's all about voice cracking and sea shanties. Those are the big two this year. Hopefully, sea shanties don't go out of style within the next, I don't know, 24 hours ago.
Please just make it to the end of the week. End of the week. End of the week.
I really need this, guys.
Please be popular on Monday still. That's
2 Mondays from now.
Oh, is it 2 Mondays? Yeah. We're going to have to change the order. Oh, fuck.
We're releasing this one on Monday.
There's no way it's popular in 2 Mondays from now.
I already saw a tweet that sea shanties are out and Irish jigs are in. So
oh, hell
you better
yeah.
start work. You got a week off, dude.
I can't even think of any puns with Irish jig.
I'll do the dance to it.
Maybe if you're lucky.
Oh my god. We're going to break.
Okay, I have to pee, so.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And welcome back. To the judges. Why did you guys knew what I was? You guys both looked at me like, oh, I can definitely tell he's going to say judges, then just decided not to move your mouth.
Correct.
All right.
We're with you in spirit only.
Nice. That's honestly the best way to be with somebody for when there is one set of footprints in the sand. You guys were just staring at me saying judges. Now,
I was up on the pier just like, judges.
And then I was the echo in the cave. Judges.
You had the binoculars from the night vision goggles from last week.
Yes.
And you had the spurs just because I guess you wanted them.
Because I seem like the one that would have spurs.
I mean, I figured you wouldn't buy freeze-dried Skittles or
I think I'd buy
a $2,000 little leather couch.
I think I would buy the Skittles before I'd buy any of that other shit.
That's fair.
What about the edibles, dude?
I mean, Skittles arguably are edible.
I could be convinced to buy night vision goggles, not going to lie.
You were pretty into them. Anyway, what do we do when we get back from the break?
We do a circle jerk.
And that's a place where we just get to, it's kind of like a free-for-all session.
Yeah, we make up whatever shit we want.
We try to jerge around the circle as much as we can.
Yeah, just a little jerge this way, jerge this way. Maybe Josh jerges me. I jerge Erica.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We all
goes around the circle of life.
It doesn't really work. We don't sit in a circle.
That's true.
We definitely sit in more of a line than a circle. But what is a circle but a curved line? Erica, why don't you get into it?
It's really deep, dude.
Boys, what is not a fun fact? Do you need an example to get us started?
I'm going to say that like you'll never have as many bones as you did when you were born.
Oh, yucky.
The average human has one ovarian tube. What's the I fucked that
fallopian
up fallopian tube. Thank you. Ovary. The average human also has one ovary.
Okay,
that's kind of wild.
All right.
Still can't dunk.
That's not a fun fact. Okay, that's not a fun fact. Sure, we'll use it.
Not a fun fact.
I'm also not 6'10 yet. I've been trying.
The reason you're supposed to contact a doctor if you've had an erection lasting longer than 4 hours is because prolonged priapism can lead to a gangrene of the dick.
Yikes.
Blood goes in, deoxygenates, but can't leave, so there's no way for fresh oxygenated blood to come in, causing the tissue to turn black and die.
So you're getting like a frostbitten dick.
Pretty much.
Without any of the fun of a human tooth doing it.
I feel like I've heard a story of this happening to like a celebrity.
Armie Hammer.
I think it was who's the basketball player that's like went to North Korea?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No. Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is a very famous
He like broke his dick, and he got that thing where it's like blood started getting stuck in his dick, and they had to like take needles and drain the blood from his
Let
dick.
The blood out?
Yeah. And that is just the most terrifying thing in the world.
You don't want a big old needle in your wiener?
No. I guess that's why they call him Rodman, huh?
It's because he has a steel rod in it after he broke it.
Permanent catheter.
There are 8 unaccounted for American nukes and literally an unknown quantity of missing Soviet nukes that range all the way from warheads to suitcase bombs.
That makes sense.
Hmm. Missing bombs, huh? Missing bombs and not fucking moms, I guess. The worst combination of bombs and moms.
Arguably.
People with extreme scurvy start to have all their old wounds open up. Everything with the scar is held together via an active process with collagen, and without vitamin C, that just sort of stops.
Yeah, does that include internal wounds? Do you get scarring on internal wounds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's gross.
Hmm. I guess we better be singing more sea shanties and eating more oranges.
Urine was used for teeth whitening and bleaching of clothes in ancient Rome.
People
they
still
rinsed
do.
Their mouths with human and animal urine.
People still do that.
Now, do you use your own urine or somebody else's urine?
Probably my own.
They probably just gather a bucket because they're saying that they use human and animal urine. So it's just like, go pee in the teeth whitening bucket.
You've got the cold water on one sprocket and the warm piss on the other. The aqueducts were really just more of a method to transfer piss to Roman. Like, everyone was like, yeah, it's got clean water or whatever, but, like, the big thing was the piss transfer.
It's got warm piss coming.
You can smell your own lungs. Your brain just filters out the smell.
What do they smell like? Well, you guys can't. Fucking COVID.
Like a
COVID having ass.
I can smell now. All right?
Not your lungs.
Fair.
I just want to know what. Can I smell somebody else's lungs?
Yeah, if you smell like. If you guys smell my lungs, do you think
I would be able to pick it up?
Yeah.
No, dude, your brain just filters out the smell.
All lungs?
It's just your lung smell, dude. It doesn't filter out all lung smell.
If I smell urine, do my lungs get whiter?
Yes.
Nice.
Most power outages in the United States are caused by squirrels.
It's those motherfuckers. Have you guys. Do squirrels poop?
Huh.
I feel like I see birds poop all the time.
But not small mammals.
Yeah, but I've never, But I even see rabbit poop.
Yeah, that's true.
And raccoon poop. I've never seen squirrel poop.
Hmm. And I've seen a lot of squirrel piss going into my mouth. But that's a whole other issue.
Right here, squirrel. Chip, 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 chip.
Do the whole bit from Emperor's New Groove to get a squirrel to pee in my mouth, please.
Emperor's New Groove is the best Disney movie, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Cusco is the best Disney princess.
Absolutely. Yes, he is. Black bears eat their prey alive and ass first. There are an estimated 300,000 black bears in the U.S.
They're so fucking just woke. They're willing to eat ass.
Hang on. I feel like most carnivores eat their prey alive.
Yeah.
Like, unless they're that's not a...
I think
bears aren't carnivores.
They eat ass first.
Right, they're omnivores. I mean,
they do eat ass first.
Yeah.
There is a non-zero minimum threshold for the amount of cockroaches that can be present in ground coffee because it is literally impossible to keep them out entirely.
Yeah, same thing with rats. That was like the whole thing that the meatpacking books were about. Is they made it so there's
a standard,
an upper limit.
I know. But
you can't
still
have more than like a full rat in your corn.
Gross.
I mean, you don't know about it, so it's fine, right?
You I would just say yeah.
I feel like these facts are pretty fun.
If you eat a polar bear liver, you will die. Humans can't handle that much vitamin A.
Really? You don't just pee it out?
Where else do you get vitamin A from? I feel like I've, like, every other vitamin on the alphabet, I'm like, I know where to get that.
Where do you get vitamin K?
Carrots?
No.
Yeah, it's keratin. That's why it's vitamin K.
No.
That's actually correct. See, polar bears distant cousins of black bears. And vitamin A is, of course, vitamin ass. They always eat the ass first.
Oh.
The number one cause
of... Vitamin A is that one band, right? There.
Yeah, they sing the graduation song. Yeah.
Really?
That's how you get vitamin A.
Yeah. Listening to that song.
It's a vitamin C, sure. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Shut the fuck up, Josh.
The number one cause of death among pregnant women is murder.
What the... I don't.
That can't be true. I guess you're only pregnant for, you know, a relatively short amount of time. So if you die, it's got to be like an erroneous cause because you're going to be younger as well.
I also feel like just like being pregnant probably leads to like
puts a big
outbursts.
Oh, this one's terrible.
The last one was terrible.
People who commit suicide by jumping off a bridge don't die from the impact, but drown because the impact breaks enough bones that it prevents them from swimming.
I feel like there's a good chance you knock yourself out.
Erica, one more before we... We don't need to go from like pregnant women being murdered to people drowning in their own...
This one's fun.
Last one.
The reason dogs love squeaky toys is because it sounds like small animals dying.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I'm done. If you've got any not fun facts, send them in to us.
You know, like, you'll never have as many teeth as you did the day you were born.
Same thing with women and their eggs. They all start dying the day you're conceived.
I'm a big fan of the average person has less than 10 toes. I'm a big fan of those ones, because it's like, yeah.
That makes sense.
That's fair and good. I guess that is kind of...
And good, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I mean... Fuck it.
Who needs all those toes anyways?
I don't know. I can't count on them.
You need your big toe.
Not this guy.
You don't need any of your other toes, but your big toe.
The Valentine?
Mm-hmm. All right. Do we want another Today I Fucked Up, or do we want a new subreddit alert?
Both.
Let's get the
freaking... No dose.
Let's hit him with a new subreddit, and we'll drop a hot...
Whoop.
Damn it. Do it again. We'll drop a hot...
deuce.
Oh. Joshua...
Sorry.
Drop it again and we'll do it all this time.
We'll drop a hot deuce. Yes. I said dupe. All right.
You just had to be different.
So everyone knows, of course, the very popular subreddit, r/unpopularopinions, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's almost always filled up with popular opinions that get upvoted or racist shit. So they're not good posts. Whomever.
Nope.
Whatsoever. There's a new subreddit, not new. Awesome. New one that to this pod, new to me, called the 10th Dentist. Of course, the premise being 9 out of 10 dentists recommend Colgate. So this is the 10th Dentist that's like, fuck Colgate. That shit sucks. So, 10th Dentist. I like plugging up the drain when I take a shower.
Hmm?
We had some drainage problems at my house, and I discovered I'm a fan of having water on my feet when I shower. I've got a few reasons for this. One, I like having a little pool of water that covers up my feet.
Keeps you warm.
It keeps them warm, and splashing around is nice sometimes.
Splish, splash.
Two, water's going in the drain one way or another, whether it's during the shower or after. Might as well have the nice draining sound. Number three, if I was notably dirty, it's nice to see how clean I got. I'll wash my feet after if this happens.
Okay.
It helps keep track of how long. Number four, it helps keep track of how long you've been in. If the water's at my calf, it's time to get out.
Wow, that's a long shower.
Or a bad drain.
Well, they're intentionally clogging it now. Okay. This is disgusting to me.
I do think it's
I hate
wild.
This. This is so, like, not okay to me. This is an unfun fact for this guy.
Sure.
No, it's cool, dude. Have you ever... just had it happen so your feet are a little warmer? Have you ever been like in a really cold bathroom taking a hot shower and it's like, oh, my feet just, if they're just staying a little warmer?
I just feel like, no, I don't actually.
I'm not even gonna justify. I do think it's weird because it is like, you do got dirty feet now. And as a man that
doesn't wash his feet,
I only wash. It took me 27 years to realize, huh, I only wash the top of my feet.
As a man, you feign washing the feet. You wash down the front of the shin, and you're like, ah.
It's got to rinse off.
The soap will go down to the foot. It'll get there.
Men are so gross.
like, yeah, like 27 years old. I'm just like, I don't wash the bottom of my feet unless I know they're like soiled, like have dirt or something on them. I'm just like, top of the foot's good enough.
Yeah.
I wonder why my feet smell
like absolute dog shit. I just think like they're like, oh, well, you know, the water gets down eventually. But while that water is sitting there, it's going to leave a fucking line.
Scum line.
Right where the water was chilling at. This, and like somebody commented on it, like agreeing with them, like, yeah. And if you have like a shower curtain that's like plastic, it clings to the side of the tub. So that way it keeps
into you.
Well, it keeps all the heat out. Like it makes a better form. I was like, no, guys, how about you just.
I don't know. These guys are kind of spitting facts here.
Maybe it's because my shower is like only a shower. It's not a tub in it anymore. Maybe I could be moved to like try the other kind, but.
These people spitting facts.
Mm-mm. Not for me. All right. That was a,
for me either.
That was a warm up, r/the 10th Dennis. You guys ready for the real shit?
Oh, wow. That one felt kind of decisive already.
We're not going to. No, listen, we don't kink shame. Do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But don't clog your drain.
Don't put a kink in your drain line. Eating your own semen is a convenient, superior way to clean up after masturbation.
Superior.
Mm-hmm. What is semen other than
a soup?
Cum yes. soup, as one
it's
might say.
It's a bowl of soup.
Without the bowl.
It's already warm.
Salty. Nice broth to it. Hearty, really.
I feel like I put, feel a, like there's
put
still
a fucking potato base
here,
in
right?
What's up?
There's still cleanup here. You said it's a, there's no cleanup unless you got
unless
impeccable
you can,
aim.
Impeccable
just
aim.
Like straight up in the air and it just
like Popeye with his spinach.
Yeah.
Just flexes and just ga 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 ga.
He does that noise before and afterwards.
I know for some people it's a fetish thing. But I've been doing this for as long as I can remember. I mean, you definitely have to still wipe down and obviously wash your hands, but it cuts down on the excess volume so much, and it makes things discreet, etc.
It's high in protein.
Mm-hmm.
That's the post.
It's good for your skin.
Guys, look, again, not kink shaming here. And now, look, maybe this is coming from a male center of view, but I just feel like once something has exited your body,
shouldn't go back in.
Yeah, probably should just keep that out.
Uh-huh.
But then again, like, other people, I don't know. Look, I'm not going to get into too many dirty details. But look, I just don't like it. Is that
That's
all right
fair.
To say? Yep. Look, Arnie Hammer can come and suck on my blood all he wants. I'm not sucking on my own blood. That's fucking weird.
You've never had like a paper cut or something that bleeds a little bit, and you're like, oh,
no.
Ooh, ouch.
Mm-mm. Never. Never.
Really?
Miss Hammer over there.
Mrs. Okay.
Mrs.
I'm married.
Hammer. No, he's got a few edits here.
I just don't. It doesn't seem like there's a good reason why.
So, look, if you want to do it, fine. Whatever. It's fine. You're correct.
If
you
you're
still,
into it, I can get it.
You still need to go clean up. You can't try to feign like and pretend like, oh, it's so much less clean up.
Yeah.
You still got to go clean up, motherfucker. So, like, if you're already making the trip, why not just, like, if you, again, if you want
to
eat your own fucking
your
jizz.
Hand and then go, you only have a single hand to carry.
And then it really up. Is soup in a bowl.
You already got a ladle right there.
See, what I do is just all belly button, and then I get a spoon from the kitchen and just...
I do all belly button, ooh. And then I put a cap right on it, and then I waddle to the bathroom.
What an efficient way.
I thought you were going to say, like, I shake it to heat it up a little bit.
What an absolutely efficient way. Get a nice little cap on the belly button. Get out of there. Now, of course, this isn't quite possible for people who enjoy coming standing up.
Okay.
This is a very big laying down comer.
Yeah, this is a good. How is he eating? He's already coming into his hand and then
That's what he's saying. And look, okay, maybe this is where my divide comes. Because, like, my divide comes. It would be one thing if it was, like, right when you come, it's, like, ingested. But it's come, and then you have to make the active choice. Like, well. Only one way to get rid of this. I know I am going to the bathroom after this, but also right now, in this moment. Gotta eat that gum. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
I just
so that was the tenth.
Not Dennis. For me.
I can't get behind the logic on it.
Yeah, the logic is flawed.
I want to be like, yeah, dude, that's fine, but he's just like not making a good enough argument for
me. And I do feel very hypocritical in a sense of like, obviously during sex acts, cum gets swallowed by other people, right? So why is it weird to be like not swallowing my own? But
I just feel like it's not practical.
Well, I would swallow your
cum. Right. That makes sense. It makes your teeth whiter, I heard.
It's good for my skin.
It's got piss in it.
So. I'm just glad that now that we're video recording, everybody can see that you were talking to Josh and not me.
It would be weird if he looked you in the eye and said, I would swallow your cum.
It would be awkward, but at the same time, like, he's saying it to you. It's fine.
All right, here's an edit. It's convenient because, number one, I've been doing it for years.
That's okay. Exactly what convenient means.
Convenient means I've been doing it a long time.
Convenient means it makes it easier for me.
Yeah.
And I'm fast. Like, I can do it in less than 5 to 10 seconds because I've been doing it so long.
Just shoot it back.
At least, like, come on a salad and enjoy it or something. It's just, okay.
I really enjoyed those sound effects.
That with the fact that I stress masturbate sometimes up to 6 times a day, it saves time. I guess if you're
stress
coming...
Stress masturbating is a thing?
Relieve some pressure?
I guess.
Here's the thing. If you're masturbating 6 times, by that 6th time, it is going to be a very small amount. So maybe he's got a point to his...
How many times a day is too much?
2 to 3. As a grown man...
Average? What's normal for a day?
For a grown man... In a relationship, I mean, relationship probably changes it, but like for a grown man that's not like going through puberty, 2 to 3 times a day is probably where you're teetering. Like,
you got a problem.
Not a problem, but it's like,
that's a lot.
You right? Probably got something better to do with your time. Once you get into the territory of like 4 and upwards, you're like,
hey, now it's a problem?
Hey, man. You got food in the fridge. That ain't your only source.
Jesus.
I'm quick at it.
People somehow think that I'm just in denial about liking my own cum, which is weird. I like to drink my own piss, and I like other guys' cum because I'm bisexual, but I don't really get pleasure from eating my own cum. So he does answer a little
he
bit of
he gets pleasure from drinking his own piss, though.
No, no, no.
He
oh,
just
yeah,
does it.
No, I like to drink my own piss. Yeah, I guess that is pleasure.
Oy.
So okay. Again, there's a little bit of my hypocrisy there where I'm saying, like, other people, like, he eats other people's cum. Also weird it to say eats, right?
Yeah.
You don't eat cum.
That's like saying you, like, eat milk. You don't eat milk, you drink milk.
You drink cum?
I would say you drink it. It's a liquid.
Yeah, okay. That makes it, that, yeah.
Yeah, you don't eat liquids.
Yeah, so there's the 10th dentist. Did you enjoy it?
That was a wild ride.
I didn't not enjoy it, I guess.
In my opinion, much better than unpopular opinion.
Sure.
Yeah.
And honestly, r/popular opinion also sucks.
Is it just really lame popular opinions? Like,
roller coasters are fun.
Oh, wow. I mean,
that sounds like something you would agree with.
Yeah, but I'm not going to slap an uppie on that. Yeah. What's the point of posting that into the ether? Like, there's a subreddit that's just called r/happy, and somebody will just be like,
I'm happy today.
Got a new job today, and it's like, it'll get like 1,000 upvotes. So it's like, why are you posting that on Reddit, man? Like,
why not?
I don't know. Then again, what did we really do anything for other than to end our episode? Guys, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please remember, share it with a friend, and... Also,
or
follow
two
us.
Or three.
Or, yeah, if you, the more friends, the more we'll pay you.
Yeah.
The more Josh will pay you.
Well, hang on. They're getting paid zero right now, but if you show it to 3 friends, you'll get 3 times 0, which is technically bigger than 2 times 0.
That's
true. That's very true.
This is more. That's 50% more than 2 times 0.
And Christian, tell them one of the things that you want to tell them.
You know what?
Christian, of course, always gets mad that I throw different things to everybody different week.
Yes, different agreed. Weeks.
Yeah, we don't have a set.
The thing is, we have three things to say, and if one of us says one of them, the other two just got to figure it out. And for some reason, it's a big issue.
I call the socials.
Christian, are we really going to air our grievances on the podcast?
Christian, where can they find us on social media?
How dare you?
I'll let Erica do the socials.
Thank you.
You could send us in emails if you got a review or if you got a great story or if you're eating your own cum.
Or tell us about your dump cups.
Dump cumps.
Dump cumps?
Your dumps cumps. Your dump cups. Poop send us knives. An email at judgiespod@gmail.com. That's judgiespod@gmail.com. And Ricky, where can they find us on social media?
You can find us on all social media, but not Parler, at judgiespod.
Yeah, our Parler account got flagged for inciting a riot at the Capitol. We were kind of at the forefront of that shit. Mm-hmm. This is going to be so old by the time this comes out. Our Parler got disabled because we were part of the people that attacked on the inauguration day. That'll definitely be good. That'll definitely age well.
And now we're getting raided by the FBI because Joshua makes jokes that aren't real.
They might be by the time the
inauguration happens. But it's not going to be us.
Well, maybe not you. I was using your name as my alias.
Joshua, I work for local government. You can't make these jokes.
It was all a joke. None of it was true.
Thank you.
Where can they find us on Instagram and Twitter? The handle?
At judgiespod.
How do you spell that, though? Just in case our listeners need help.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any listener that we have that
sticks around this long?
Likes listening to talk about shits and dicks and cums, but doesn't know how to spell or look at the title of the podcast? This is just a sincere question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do? Mm-hmm. All right, then go ahead and spell it, Erica.
That's judgiespod.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for watching. Bye.
And listening. Not everybody's watching. You're listening. Okay, bye.
Judges love you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.